Martina the Beautiful Cockroach. Martina Josefina Catalina Cucaracha was a beautiful cockroach who lived with her family in old Havana. As her 21st day approached, her grandmother told her it was time to choose a husband. Abuela, her Cuban grandmother, gave her some shocking advice on how to choose her suitor. Well, all Havana was abuzz. Martina, the beautiful cockroach, was about to choose a husband. As Martina was about to settle herself on the veranda, her first suitor approached. Don Gallo, the rooster, came to her with a bow. Martina, Josefina, Catalina, Cucaracha, will you be my wife? He asked. I will be even more handsome with you on my wing. Martina asked, coffee, senor? Abuela stepped forward and handed her the coffee. Martina nervously spilled the coffee on the rooster. Aye, you clumsy cockroach, he shouted. When you are my wife, I will teach you some manners, he threatened. Martina was stunned. The coffee test had worked. A generous offer, senor, but I cannot accept, she said. Martina sat down to wait for her next suitor, and she did not have to wait very long. Don Cedro, the pig, came next. His smell raised Martina's eyebrows. Is that some new cologne? She asked. Oh, no, senorita. That scent is the lovely aroma of my sty. Martina Josefina Catalina Cucaracha, will you be my wife? Martina offered to get him some coffee. Aye, cried the pig. Oh, I'm sorry, said Martina. Let me clean that up for you. You sure will, he snorted. When you are my wife, you will have much more to clean as well. A charming offer, senor, said Martina sweetly, but I cannot accept. The coffee test had worked again. The pig had not been gone long when Don Lagarto, the lizard, slithered in. Oh, my Martina, he said as his tongue sneaked out and brushed her hair. Martina shuddered. The lizard asked, Martina Josefina Catalina Cucaracha, will you be my wife? As Martina turned, she saw Abuelita was already bringing her the coffee. Aye, hissed Don Lagarto when she spilled it on him. You clumsy cockroach! And to think I was going to marry you. I must refuse, said Martina. I must think of my health. After the lizard left, Martina sighed. Abuelita, I may never find a husband. Just then Martina looked out into the courtyard and saw Signor Perret, the mouse, waiting humbly for his turn to approach Martina. Her heart beat faster. As he came forward, Martina said, Hola, senor. Hola, said the mouse. My name is Perret. My name is Martina. I know Martina. You are a beautiful cockroach. She looked down shyly. Martina, called her abuelita. Don't you want to offer your visitor coffee? Martina shook her head. No, no, no. Martina, you must be a good hostess, scolded her grandmother. See, abuelita, sighed Martina. She knew better than to argue with her grandmother. She carried the cup of coffee towards Don Perez, but just as she offered him the coffee, He spilt it on Martina's shoes. Martina was delighted. How did you know about the coffee test? She asked. Ah, mi amor, I too have a Cuban grandmother.